I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this is Simply Christ. God's amazing grace brought deliverance to my soul. Jesus took my sin away, and his blood has made me whole. Our subject today is seeing Christ as He is. The apostles never told us the color of Jesus' eyes, the length of His hair, His height, or any other physical description. Even the prophets were silent on this issue, only saying, He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see Him, there is no beauty that we should desire Him. It is evident that His physical features were not what God wants us to see about Jesus Christ. Yet it is also clear in the Scriptures that the wonderful glory of the gospel of Christ is only received by those who see Him as He is, as the apostles said in 1 John 3:2. The apostles presented the gospel as a great light which shines into our heart. Paul said, For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. This is how we see Christ. We see Him when the truth of His gospel shines into our heart. When this happens, we are transformed into the image of the one we see. The Scripture says, But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Paul wrote that in 2 Corinthians 3:18. This is how the gospel works. It is not a new covenant law, neither is it a new set of guiding principles. Salvation does not come through our determination. It comes through our illumination. The gospel of Christ transformed those who see it, but does nothing for those who are blind to it. This is why Paul said, The God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Satan does not care if you are religious, but he will do everything he can to keep you from seeing the glorious gospel of Christ. He knows it is the only thing in existence that is invested with the power to make you free from both sin and Satan. It is the truth that Jesus said shall make you free. This great truth Jesus spoke of is not about you or me, neither is it some religious principle or formula. It is the truth of Christ. It is one who Christ is. He is the one by whom all things were created. He was with God and was God, yet became a man for our redemption. It is also what Christ came to accomplish. He came to destroy the works of the devil. The Apostle John told us that in 1 John 3:8, to finish the transgression and make an end of sins and make reconciliation for iniquity and bring in everlasting righteousness. That's what we read in Daniel 9:24. Christ also finished it all on the cross when he cried, It is finished. Everything he came to do was accomplished. Our sin was destroyed, and so was Satan. We were sanctified and made righteous. This is the truth, and if you see it, and only if you see it, it will make you free. Satan is destroyed for the child of God, but he still has dominion over those who abide in his kingdom of darkness. Even so, when the gospel is preached, he has no power to hold those who were open their eyes to see and their ears to hear. When the truth is preached, they will see Christ as he is. Those who were dying from serpent venom needed only to look upon the brazen serpent that Moses fastened in the wilderness, and they would live. Jesus said, As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Sadly, many will perish in their sins because, as Jesus said, their eyes they have closed.
lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I would heal them." There are many portraits painted of Christ that are not Christ at all. I am speaking of the doctrines that describe Christ and his work unto us. Some of these portraits show us a Christ who either leaves us in our sins or covers our sins to hide them from the Father or is ever anxious to fulfill our every fleshly ambitions. Others paint Christ as one who demands perfection but offers it through religious law, principles, and precepts. None of these portraits show Christ as he is. Therefore, none of these doctrines have the power to make you free. Christ is the Savior. He came to save people from their sins. He did not come to give you a weapon to use to fight your way out of sin, and he did not come to leave you in sin. He is the Savior. When that light shines into your heart, you will be free. There is no demon, no sin, no bondage that can hold you when the glorious gospel of Christ shines into your heart. This is why John wrote, "Whosoever sins has not seen him, neither known him. For if you see him, then you know him. And if you know him, you are made free." The promise that we shall be like him is based upon, "For we shall see him as he is." Open your eyes, my friend, to Christ and live. May God richly bless you. Again, this is Pastor Keith Surface, and this has been Simply Christ. Though 10,000 angels sing, with every voice lifted.